potato. Potato, potato, potato. Potato, potato. Oh, 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 potato. Potato, potato. Potato, potato. Potato, 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 potato.
Small Potatoes Radio is on the air. This is WART 95.5 FM, the voice of Madison County, North Carolina.
what it's like down here. Gotta get away from this day-to-day running around. Everybody knows this is about back home. It's cool and breezy. I wish that I could be there right now, just passing time. Everybody seems to wonder what it's like down here. I gotta get away from this day-to-day running around. This is nowhere. Every time I think about back home, it's cool and breezy. I wish that I could be there right now, just passing time. Everybody seems to wonder what it's like down here. I gotta get away from this day-to-day running around. Everybody knows this is nowhere.
I'm gonna lose it. some more. I said try.
Try.
The answer's right here in my heart.
I bought you a $10 dinner, and you said thanks for the snack. I let you live in my penthouse. You said it was just a shack. I gave you 7 children, and now you wanna give them back. Yes, I'm better.
Before I be your dog, before I be your dog, before I be your dog, I get your weight out here and I make a walk the dog. Turn your lamp down low, I turn your lamp down low, I turn your lamp down low, and I beg you all night long, baby, please don't go. Come on, son. Your man and gone. You know your man and gone down the county for me, got his ass up. Either things have got real where it's supposed to be. I'm not gonna call until I get a little stuff, a little drink with that. Take your time, don't rush it. Baby, please don't go. Oh, baby, please don't go. Oh, baby, please don't go down to New Orleans. You know I love you so. Before I be your dog, before I be your dog, before I be your dog, I get you way down here and I make you walk the floor. Turn your lamp down low. Turn your lamp down low. Turn your lamp down low and I beg you all night long, baby, please don't go. Mick Jagger, Mick Jagger. Let's bring Mick Jagger up here. Mick Jagger. Oh, baby, please don't go. Oh, baby, please don't go. Oh, baby, please don't go down to New Orleans. You know I love you so. Before I be your dog, before I be your dog, before I be your dog, I get you way down here and I make you walk the dog. Still we're gonna blame Mick Jagger. Mick Jagger. Mick Jagger. Why don't you sing a couple of verses?
Come, baby, please don't go down to New Orleans.
Because I love you so. Before I be your dog. Before I be your dog. Before I be your dog. I want you way down here on the road.
Because I love you so. You brought me way down here. You brought me way down here. You brought me way down here. About rolling folk. You treat me like I'm a dog. What about Keith?
Yeah, what about Keith?
What about Keith? We gotta bring up another.
This is the Small Potatoes Radio Hour on WART 95.5 FM, the voice of Madison County, North Carolina. Archives are available at smallpotatoesradio.com. Thanks for tuning in and supporting volunteer-powered community radio.
I learned in Korea that I would never again, in my life, abdicate to somebody else my right and my ability to decide who the enemy is.
Please forgive me. Please, please forgive me. Please, please forgive me.
Back from Korea. I was so mad at what I'd seen and done, I wasn't sure I could ever live in the country again. I got on the freight trains up in Everett, north of Seattle, and kind of cruised the country for 2 years, making up songs, but I was drunk most of the time and forgot most of those. I'd heard that there was a house in Salt Lake City by the Roper Yards of the Denver Rio Grande and Western where there was a clothing barrel and free food. So I got off the train there. I was headed for Salt Lake anyway. I found that house, but right where they said it was, most of all, I found this wiry old man, 69 years old, tougher nails, heart of gold, fellow by the name of Ammon Hennessy. Anybody know that name, Ammon Hennessy? One of Dorothy Day's people, the Catholic workers, during the 30s, they started houses of hospitality all over the country. There are about 80 of them now. Ammon Hennessy was one of those. He'd come west to start this house I'd found called the Joe Hill House of Hospitality. Ammon Hennessy was a Catholic anarchist, pacifist, draft dodger and two world wars, tax refuser, vegetarian, one-man revolution in America. I think that about covers it. It was pure hell. First thing he did was he said, after he got to know me, he said, you know you love the country, that you love it. You come in and out of town on these trains singing songs about different places and beautiful people. You know you love the country, you just can't stand the government, get it straight. He quoted Mark Twain to me, loyalty to the country always, loyalty to the government when it deserves it. Get it straight, get it straight. It was an essential distinction I had been neglecting. And then he had to reach out and grapple with the violence, but he did that with all the people around him. His Second World War vets, you know, on medical disabilities and all drunk up. The house was filled with violence, which Ammon, as a pacifist, dealt with every moment, every day of his life. He said, you've got to be a pacifist. I said, why? He said, it'll save your life. And my behavior was very violent then. I said, what is it? He said, well, I can't give you a book by Gandhi, you wouldn't understand it. I can't give you a list of rules that if you sign it, you're a pacifist. He said, you look at it like booze. You know, alcoholism will kill somebody. Until they finally get the courage to sit in a circle of people like that and put their hand up in the air and say, hi, my name's Utah, I'm an alcoholic. And then you can begin to deal with the behavior, see? You can and have the people define it for you whose lives you've destroyed. He said it's the same with violence, you know. An alcoholic, they could be dry for 20 years. They're never going to sit in that circle and put their hand up and say, well, I'm not an alcoholic anymore. No, they're still going to put their hand up and say, hi, my name's Utah, I'm an alcoholic. So it's the same with violence. You got to be able to put your hand in the air and acknowledge your capacity for violence and then deal with the behavior and have the people whose lives you're best with define that behavior for you, you see. And it's not going to go away. You're going to be dealing with it every moment in every situation for the rest of your life. I said, okay, I'll try that. And Ammon said, it's not enough. I said, oh. I said, oh. He said, you were born a white man in mid-20th century industrial America. You came into the world armed to the teeth with an arsenal of weapons. The weapons of privilege, racial privilege, sexual privilege, economic privilege. You want to be a pacifist, it's not just giving up guns and knives and clubs and fists and angry words, but giving up the weapons of privilege and going into the world completely disarmed. Try that. That old man has been gone now 20 years and I'm still at it. But I figure if there's a worthwhile struggle in my own life, that's probably the one. Think about it. I'd always wanted to write a song for that old man. He never wanted one about him that way, but something mulched up out of his thought, his anarchist thought. Anarchist in the best sense of the word. Oh, so many times he stood up in front of Federal District Judge Ritter, that old fart, and he'd be picked up for picketing illegally, and he never pled innocent or guilty. He pled anarchy. And Ritter'd say, "What's an anarchist, Hennessy?" And Ammon would say, "Why, an anarchist is anybody who doesn't need a cop to tell him what to do. Kind of a fundamentalist anarchist, huh?" And Ritter'd say, "But Ammon, you broke the law. What about that?" And Ammon'd say, "Oh, Judge, your damn laws, the good people don't need them and the bad people don't obey them, so what use are they?" Well, I lived there for 8 years, and I watched him, mainly watched him, and I discovered, watching him, that anarchy is not a noun, but an adjective. It describes the tension between moral autonomy and political authority, especially in the area of combinations, whether they're going to be voluntary or coercive. The most destructive, coercive combinations are arrived at through force. Like Ammon said, force is the weapon of the weak.
Strong enough.
Bowing by William Stafford. Before our time, before years that said no, when anyone passed a church and reverently bowed, a soul somewhere might go to heaven just because of that bow. And they felt sad if a rooster crowed for something it reminded them of. Of a story strong as the cables that hold up the world. Nobody bows now if a rooster crows. But maybe something you do, unknowing or quick to react without thought of gain or loss. Maybe that act goes on over mountains or oceans and finds the same salvation for you that bowing does. It is larger now, the church is, and the life we are in. In it, we can bow to everything. It is larger now, the church is, and the life we are in. In it, we bow to everything.
While you were sleeping, your babies grew. The stars shined and the shadows moved. Time flew, the phone rang. There was a silence when the kitchen sang its songs competed like kids for space. We stared for hours in our maker's face. They gave us picks, said go mine the sun and go gold and come back when you're done. Uh-oh, uh-oh. While you were sleeping, you tossed, you turned, you rolled your eyes as the world burned. The heavens fell, the earth quaked, I thought you must be. You weren't awake, no. You were dreaming. You ignored the sun. You grew your power garden for your little ones. And you found brides for them on Christmas Eve. They hung young Cain from the Adam trees and danced. Uh-oh, uh-oh. I tossed and I turned till I closed my eyes. But the future burned through the planet, turned a hair gray as I relived the day. While you were sleeping, the money died. Machines were harmless and the earth sighed. The wind, you swept sound and gravity, brought my love around. The ocean's row sang about decay, while the witches flew and the mermaid stayed. Full of dreams, you overslept, and keeping with the quiet through the walls I crept. I walked on tiptoes and darkness swirling over all the kitchen in the early morning. Uh-oh, uh-oh, I'll never catch up to you who sleeps so sound. My arms are useless, my heart beats too loud to go to sleep, my mind's too proud to bow. While you were sleeping, the time changed. All your things were rearranged. Your vampire mirrors, face to face, they saw forever out into space and found you dreaming in black and white while it rained in all the colors of the night. Oh, I watch the TVs, memories, championships vanish to sea. Can it be my honey between you and me? So I waited for the riddled sky to be solved again by the sunrise, and I made a death soup for life for my father's ill-widowed wife. Did you have that strangest dream before you woke? 'Cause in your gown you had the butterfly stroke. Did it escape you like some half-told joke when you reached for your plume of smoke?
Thank you. you're so tall. I can't recognize myself at all. I'm a man. I can remember, I crave.
saw you crying in the rear view mirror. Some things are closer than they appear. I'll keep on driving till your hands get steady. The road is long and there's no hurry.
For Serenity, William Stafford. I like to live in the sound of water, in the feel of mountain air. A sharp reminder hits me. This world, it's still alive. It stretches out there, shivering towards its own creation, and I am part of it. Even my breathing enters into the elaborate give and take, this bowing to sun and moon, day or night, winter, summer, storm, still, this tranquil chaos that seems to be going somewhere, this wilderness with a great peacefulness in it, this motionless turmoil, this everything dances, dance.
About do it for this evening. Thanks for tuning in. You've been listening to the Small Potatoes Radio Hour on WART 95.5 FM, the voice of Madison County, North Carolina. Remember, archives are available at smallpotatoesradio.com. We'll be back next Wednesday at 8 p.m. and hope you can join us. Until then, this is Janky Gray reminding you to take care. Be well, do good works, and listen more. Y'all have a great week.
Oh, yeah, you smile, you smile. Oh, and then the spell was cast. And here we are in heaven.